Hi, this is Mike Chambers, and this is my podcast for August 28th, 2006. Just a quick reminder that everything on this podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike 2.5 license. And all the links that I mention today and everything I talk about, I'll link to on my weblog, and that's weblogs.macromedia.com/mesh. And then on the right side, there's a podcast section so you can find the right podcast. So it's been a while since my last podcast. I think it's been about a month since I actually did one. So again, I apologize for the delay. Been really busy. The Apollo team's been really busy working on the next internal release of Apollo. And I'm also, my wife's expecting our second child, so I've been really busy with that too. But the main thing I've been focusing on for work has been the next internal Apollo release that we've been working on. This is codename M1, which is the second our second internal release, and it's coming along really well. This includes things like file API. The file APIs in there works really well. Some new windowing APIs. Some of the command line tools are coming along. We've been working on those to make it easier to create files, test, and debug them. And then we've also added Mac support. So we've been really focusing on getting that up to the same level as Windows support early on, because as we move forward, it'll make it a lot easier to keep them in sync. And that's really important and central to what Apollo is. So the Mac support's coming along really well. And I'm really happy because I'm on a Mac. So I can start shifting over, get out of parallels. And so anyways, Apollo's coming along really well. We're going to be talking about it a lot more over the next coming weeks and months. In fact, I think I'm speaking at about 5 or 6 conferences this fall. So it's really busy time. The first one will be, I'll be at Flash Forward in the next couple of weeks and actually going to help out with the keynote, but then we're also doing 2 sessions on Apollo. And I'm doing a session on kind of an overview of Apollo and get it starting with development. And then that'll focus on, basically I'll do a simple hello world, give everyone an idea of how you work with Apollo. And then Christian Cantrell is going to do another session just showing some more advanced stuff, going in more depth in some of the existing APIs. Of course, we're still at the early stages and this is all pre-release code we're going to be showing. So, everything's subject to change, but we wanted to take this opportunity to give people an idea of what Apollo is from a development standpoint and perspective and how you can expect to work with it. I'm also doing Flash in the Can in Hollywood, and I'll be doing a similar session the way I did at Flash Forward, and I'll be giving a kind of an overview of Apollo and simple getting started application, hello world. That's going to be a lot of fun. That's actually the first time Flash in a Can has been outside of Canada, or the first time that I've been to one that's been outside of Canada, so it should be really interesting. And of course, Max is coming up in October, and we're going to be doing a lot of stuff around Apollo there, as I'm sure you can imagine. We have 4 sessions on all different levels. So we have getting started session, we have a kind of an advanced topic session that covers stuff, we have a session just on the file API, as well as a session on leveraging HTML within Apollo application. So really cool stuff. You imagine there's going to be a lot of other stuff going around Max, around Apollo, so really busy for that. And then right after that is actually Max Asia. So I'll be out there for a couple of dates. I'm planning to go to Seoul and Beijing and talk about Apollo, so give an overview of that. So that'll be really cool. So if you're in the area, if you're in Seoul or Beijing or in China, and you want to learn about Mac, Apollo, those would be good places to go. I'm not sure if information's up on the website yet, but I'll check, and if it is, I'll link to it from my weblog. And then finally in December is Flash on the Beach in Brighton. So again, this has turned out to be looking like it's going to be a superstar conference, so I'm really excited to be part of that, and I'll be talking about Apollo there. And this will be, as we go along throughout the fall, there'll be more information, Apollo will be further and further along. So, you know, each conference will probably be talking about something different, maybe something new. So, anyways, if you have a chance to catch any of those conferences, these are all awesome conferences, and I'll be at all of them talking about Apollo, so make sure to check it out. So, just really quickly, I'm just going to keep this podcast really short. I wanted to make sure try to get one up today because I've been pretty lax in getting them up lately. But I just wanted to point out one more thing that I noticed actually a couple weeks ago that I just wanted to bring to everyone's attention to comment on. And let's see. Over at oddhammer.com, they put together a... they'd been keeping a list of ActionScript 3 and JavaScript performance tests, and that's JavaScript in different browsers and ActionScript, different versions of ActionScript. So basically doing some performance comparisons with similar or same code. So it was really interesting. They'd been tracking this through multiple players, multiple versions of the player. And you can see it on their site, and it's actually really interesting is how well... Well, first of all, you can see, you know, performance increases between, say, player 7 and 8 and player 9, just pure ActionScript performance increases. And some of them are, you know, very, very significant, as you'd expect with the new AVM and ActionScript 3. But what's really interesting is then comparing those Flash Player 9 performance numbers, ActionScript performance numbers, versus the same code being run in JavaScript, and some of them are actually pretty surprising. In ActionScript is comparable to JavaScript or faster in a lot of areas. So this is really interesting. It's kind of nice to have, you know, kind of these numbers laid out. They have a lot of data on here, but it really shows some of the, you know, how much work and how much progress we've made in the player and the new AVM about increasing performance. A lot of the performance differences here, I'd imagine, I don't know the internals of some of the JavaScript interpreters, but I think they're all, I don't think they do any just-in-time compilation at runtime, and the AVM does do that, and I think that's where we're probably getting some of the significant improvements there. Anyways, I just wanted to point this out. This is just a bunch of raw data. He's published a test suite if you want to try it out for yourself. But it's a good data point to kind of understand where the different scripting engines and languages and browser versions are in terms of performance between JavaScript and ActionScript. So that's all I have for today. Again, it's a really short podcast, but I wanted to get one up, just give an update of what's been going on, give an update with Apollo. And again, that's what's been taking up most of my time. Probably won't have another podcast for another week or two, probably right after Flash Forward. And I'll try to take some video at Flash Forward. I'll grab a camera, a video camera, and maybe take some video. But then I'll try to do a podcast right after Flash Forward, give an update of how everything goes, especially in the sessions. Maybe I'll see if I can record the sessions or do an audio of the sessions and do a podcast of it. Anyways, everything, just a reminder again, everything on this podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial ShareAlike 2.5 license, and all the links I've talked about today can be found on my weblog at weblogs.macromedia.com/mesh.